Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship.
Hello everyone, this is Anna Rova, and I'm wearing a gangster hat, my husband's gangster hat. If you're watching me on Instagram, you can see me in it, but if you're listening to the Claim Podcast, then know that I'm wearing a gangster hat with my husband. You probably haven't seen me with that, but that is my mood for today. So anyways, welcome everyone. As you know, I'm Anna Rova. I run a group coaching program for women who are looking to attract a committed masculine man. And so today I wanted to come to you with an idea or a message that I think it's a really important one that I'd love for women to know and understand. And this is my feedback. I mean, this idea came to me as I was listening to one of our discovery calls with an amazing woman who basically was saying that she has trust issues with men, which is so very common. By the way, I wrote an article, a really good article on, if I say so myself, that's called How to Restore Your Trust in Men. And the ideas that I'm going to present to you today are outlined there. But basically, a very common trend that I see in women today is saying something like, I attract all these men that are not trustworthy. Right? Like they need to be parented. They're like children. I can't trust them. They show me all these signs. And I have very high standards. That's what this woman was saying. I have very high standards and I need a man to show me, to prove to me that he can be trusted. And so, and I like, look, this makes a lot of sense if you're saying that. But in reality, I believe, and in my experience, in my work with women, that's not how things go. Because think about it this way. What is the reality that you want to live in? Do you want to live? Somebody's saying they're a big fan. Thank you. I try not to get distracted on comments, but okay. So let's say as a woman, right? Or as even as a human being, let's say, right? Like, do you want to live in a reality where you do not trust people, like a priori from the beginning, and you're walking around in life or living your life waiting for people to prove to you that they can be trusted? Or do you want to live a life where a priori from the start, you believe that people are good, you believe that men are good, and therefore you're always looking for evidence and you're open and your expectations are set in a way where you see the good in people? Or let's say, let's talk about men, right? Like, do you want to live in the reality where you do not trust men and everything around you, you're always on guard? You're always on guard waiting for him to prove to you again that he can't be trusted? Or do you want to live in a reality where you think in your belief system, this is all a belief system issue. This is not something that you think, you know, that's on top of your head. Oh my God, this head is like too big for me. My husband has a big head. So, or do you want to live in a reality where, you know and trust that men are good, that people are good, and that men will support you and men will help you and men are amazing? This is the reality where I live in. And trust me, that reality is so much better than the first reality. Because when you live in the first reality where you need to show me that I can trust you, that your chances for success, you're not setting yourself in the best position. First of all, because let's think about it. Let's think about a great committed masculine man, right? Do you think he walks around looking for women or pursuing women and really and doing everything he can to show you that he can be trusted? No. Think about you. Do you walk around, you know, waiting for a chance to show people that you can be trusted? No. People who have a good sense of self-worth and self-respect, especially men who stand strong in their masculinity, they're not going to be with a woman or, you know, pursue a woman who expects him to prove himself all the time. You see how that, from the beginning, that is not a powerful position to be in for anyone, right? So men are not interested. Great masculine men are not interested in that, because, like, why? Why would I waste my time with a woman where I constantly have to show her that I can be trusted? Now, let's talk about trust for a second, right? Like, trust is earned through time, right? Like, there's this idea that, you know, we also can't be sitting around with a man from the first get-go and be like, all right, I trust you 100%, take me anywhere. I'm like an open book, let's go, right? Like, there's a sense of kind of like, when you meet people in the beginning, you don't know them, right? Like, you have to have a healthy sense of kind of, you know, let me see. Like, the idea here is to not be constantly on guard and have your walls up, but to see, become curious. Become open. That's what I'm working with with women in the program, and all the women that I work with. We always encourage them, how can you be open? How can you be curious about the guy who's on the other side on a date with you, right? Like, the dating world and you dating and having your funnel with men is supposed to be fun and effortless, you know? And you're not supposed to be, the same woman was saying, you know, I know what I want. I'm very blunt. When I come on a date, I have a set of key questions that I ask a man to make sure that we're the right fit. I'm like, what? You know? And I mean, look, with all my heart, I understand, right? Like, there's this whole idea that I know what I want. I'm a strong woman. I have my set of questions. Let's get this over with, you know? And they come on the first date as women and they ask these questions about, you know, so she was saying, you know, what is your relationship with your mother? What is your relationship with your ex-wife? What is your relationship, you know, with your children? And like, what is your mission in life? I'm like, what? This guy doesn't even know you. And like, you're sitting on a date and like asking him, I don't know, life mission questions, where the first encounter, or the first three encounters there with a man, you're just like there to have fun and enjoy, right? And so why I'm saying that trust is earned in time, because, you know, on the first date, people are nervous and people have all these weird ideas and questions, you know? And so, like, this guy doesn't know you and you're showing him a list of key questions. Like, you know, he's like still trying to figure out, is there attraction here? Like, what's happening? Here is this woman, you know? So it's all in the feel of it. And so as a woman, you know, when we work with women, it's all about, when you go into this dating phase, it's all about, like, how can you open up and, like, soften up and let go of all these preconceived notions and your key questions. Yeah, of course, there's some things that are important to you and trust is important to you, but you don't come to the date already in your mind, I don't trust this guy. He needs to prove himself to me that I can trust him. Like, who wants to be met like that? I don't want to be met like that. You know, when I meet someone, I don't want them to be with the guards up and being like, she needs to show me if she can be trusted, you know? So that's this whole idea. We need to understand as women that we don't, you don't trust men. I totally understand. There's a lot of reasons for it, right? Like, you have been hurt in the, first of all, perhaps, you know, it all starts with the belief system. Let's talk about, where does this whole trust thing go? And I totally understand, because I've been there, right? Like, we grew up in neighborhoods and families, for example, well, at least some of us, where we didn't see relationship models that were good. We didn't see men who we can trust, right? Or maybe it was even our dads, or, you know, stepfathers, you know, uncle, blah, blah, blah. And so as little girls, we pick that up and we're like, ding, ding, men can't be trusted, limbic brain activated, you know, men can't be trusted. I need to protect myself. And then it goes forward, right? Like, with your experiences with men through your life. And of course, the experiences that you have with men when you're like, are deeply affected, but what you've seen as a child, what you've picked up as a little girl in terms of your belief system around men, about women, about relationships. And so in your life, you either you start attracting that or it happens, doesn't matter what the reason is, but you have experiences with men that are not pleasant, right? That men have let you down, you know, perhaps you've been together with a man who you really couldn't trust. And then it goes on and on and on. And of course, you come today, you know, to where you can't trust men. You know, all you see around is men who can't be trusted. All you're attracting is men who can't be trusted, who don't have their shit together. And what do you see in the media, right? What do you see in the media and social media, right? Like, you open Netflix and you see all of these all of this series about toxic masculinity and Trump and Jeffrey Epstein and Athlete A and bombshells and all of that. Like, okay, cool. Like, that needs to be exposed. I'm 100% on board. But I'm sorry, just like psychopaths, toxic masculine men are in the minority. I mean, this is my belief, because I don't a priori sit there and think that men can't be trusted. And so, okay, that needs to be exposed. Totally agree. But let's also, why there is nothing there about amazing masculine men who can be trusted? I mean, I'm sure there is, but that is, you know, in like movies or whatever. But we think that's rare, where in fact that is not rare. You know, men all around the world are great fathers, great husbands. Perhaps if you're not seeing that, ask yourself why. Ask yourself why in your belief system you're not seeing that, why you're attracting that. Because all I see around me are great men. Yes, there's a bad apple here and there, but I don't pay attention to that, because all I pay attention to is evidence that men are good, because I've worked on my belief system. And that's what we're doing in our claim program with women. So you see how that needs to be worked on. That needs to be addressed. That needs to be felt. And all of these experiences that you had with men, you have been disappointed, betrayed, and so on and so forth, that is keeping you in the same vicious cycle of attracting the same types of men, right? So if you want to change the men that you're attracting, you know, you got to work on your trust issues with men. And how can I address this? How can I reframe? How can I change that I start seeing the good in men? And sometimes it's, you know, it's a hard journey, but in our work, you know, when you work with a body, so, you know, I'm a feminine embodiment coach, you know, in the group that working with, it's all about embodiment. It's all about not through your head. And a lot of the times I believe you can't do it through your head, because in your head, you know, it's not therapy. Like we work with a lot of women who've done a lot of therapy and they understand this pattern. So you might see the awareness of it, but perhaps you're not able to break through it. What we do is we're actually not interested in the story. We're actually going into your body and asking you, how does it feel, right? So how does it feel? And then we coach you deeper down and we share with you practices of how we can reframe these beliefs in a powerful embodied way. So you show up differently. And you also, we work with, you know, getting you from masculine energy into feminine energy, where you're just soaking up. You know, look, I've had a hard life too. You know, I called myself a really strong woman and wore that as a badge of honor. And then I realized that is not my badge of honor, because I don't want to hide behind that mask, because I'm a feminine essence woman and I feel and I cry and there's a lot of pain in my life. And so if you're able to shift into that and let your guard down and become open and heal again, then you're able to show up in your feminine energy with a man on a date, not like sitting there with your list of key questions, right? Show me how you can be trusted, but be like, hi, John, my name is Jessica. How are you? Right? Or he's going to tell you that. And then you're just sitting there and you're having a talk, you're having a discussion, you're soft, you're laughing, you're here now. You do not allow the patterns, the trust issues, whatever have other men, you know, contributed to your idea of the world of men, the belief system. You don't carry that on your dates within your next relationship and so on and so forth, because I don't believe, you know, they deserve it. Just like we don't deserve it, right?
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt your listening to the episode, but I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you, because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together, and it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy-paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and, oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training house is different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
So how can we show up with men? I trust you. Of course, I have this sense of like, okay, in time, that's why we always say, give yourself some time. Do not be that woman that's like, hell yes, hell no kind of a situation. That is relevant in some cases, but not in every case. You know, my husband, I just posted, I think 2 days ago, a picture from my husband. If you're listening to this, it's on my Instagram. I posted a picture from 5 years ago where I met this guy and I didn't even know what his intentions were. But at that point, I kind of had a sense. And then he took me on a trip and I went on this trip. And then apparently he was preparing to do an overnight trip and I didn't know it was an overnight trip. Anyways, long story short, after that overnight, I said, he is definitely a hell no. And I recorded a voice message to my girlfriend and I said, I thought men in 40 know how to have sex with a woman. Apparently they don't. And so I was like, this guy's out of my life. And then we went, I can't remember, like I met him again at a bar and he did so, like he didn't buy me a drink or something. It was so bizarre. And I took him out of the bar and I said, look, you should stop wasting your time on me. And, you know, I still don't understand what happened, but I think because I was just so open, I was like seeing this other guy at the same time and I just didn't give a shit. You know, I was just like, I was in Colombia having the time of my life. And somehow this guy just, you know, he persisted. Like men are so amazing at persisting and just being like, he wasn't aggressive about it. Obviously, like if he's aggressive, like you want him out of your life, but he was just there, you know, he didn't give up. And I love this about men. They know how to deal with rejection. So, you know, in a matter of time, in a matter of weeks, something happened and he really showed his character to me. And then long story short, 9 months later, he proposed and now we're married and have a beautiful child, you know? And so, you know, with men, it's never black and white. I'm not a fan of like these kind of red flags, things like that, because you don't know, like you really don't know. Some days can be bad. Some days can be good. Really, in a matter of time, you will realize and you will know, right? It will become clear. But if you're not clear, you need to give it time. But most importantly, you need to connect to how you feel. How you feel with this man. Because it's not about the list that you have and the check boxes that he ticks and things like that. But how do you want to feel as a woman with this man? And so I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to leave you with trust. You know, how can you shift from reality number one where you don't trust men right from the get-go, and you're like, you need to earn my, or you need to show me that you can be trusted, to a reality where your belief system is changing and you have this belief within you that I trust men and men are good and men are here to take care of me and protect me. And, you know, if you need more reassurance, you're like, what the hell is she talking about? On my Claim podcast, I've interviewed a lot of men who do men's work or authors of different books. I've interviewed my husband. And so listen to those interviews and look for evidence everywhere that men are good. Surround yourself with people, with social media accounts, right? Like, surround yourself with evidence every day that men are good. And of course, if you want further support and coaching and our help in getting you there, you know, in a very short time, then apply for a discovery call and we'll talk to you and see if you qualify and if we can help you. So you can go to girlskill.com/apply, apply for your discovery call, and then book a call with us so we can see if you qualify and if we can help you, you know, get there. So, all right. I see actually a few women who are in the program. Welcome. I still find it so funny. You're like following me on Instagram, even though we're working together. But anyways, all right. Thank you so much, everyone. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you. If you're watching this on IGTV, thank you. And DM me if you have any questions about anything. But I'm going to leave you with that. Know that the world is full of good men that can be trusted, that stand strong in their masculinity, and who just want to take care of you as women, and who want to protect you, and who want to be there for you, you know, who want to be good fathers, you know, and just trust them. And one last thing there. When I see a man who is like in his, even when he's peacocking, right? Even if he's in his unhealthy masculinity, and you know, these kind of guys who are like players or whatever, whatever. I look at them and without judgment of like, you're an asshole and like, get out of my life. But I looked at them and I'm like, you have room to grow and you will get there in time, right? So even the way I today look at, you know, machismo men or even men in their toxic masculinity, I do not immediately go there with like, you're an asshole, you need to do this and you need to do that. But I actually, through a curiosity lens and an empathy lens, because I've been a student of masculinity in men for many, many years, and I've developed a lot of empathy. And I find that that's what we do in the program. We educate women on the masculine journey. Because men have suffered a lot. Men have suffered from women. Men have suffered from life. Men have never had, you know, male figures in their life. And so it's very easy for us as women to sit there and judge men and say that masculinity is toxic. And it's very hard. And sometimes there's no resources there to actually look at, well, you know, what are they going through? And what has this man gone through in his life that made him the way that he is, made him a bitter man, made him a man who creates win-lose situations? You know, this whole toxic masculinity thing, men are not born with that, you know, it's acquired. And so just the same as things are acquired for women. So when I see this kind of men, I'm like, ooh, like, shit, that's dark. Like, that's not okay, you know? But I just walk away from that and I develop a lot of empathy for that because there is always a reason. You know, there's so many men who have been betrayed by women, who have been not only betrayed by women, but honestly, like, men are afraid of women and are afraid of femininity because there's so many stories that they just have been left devastated, you know, and really, really hurt by women. And so they become bitter and angry. So anyways, I can talk about this forever, but just know that curiosity. Yeah. Just like, I think this is Bonnie with the spirit of curiosity, my newest thing. Yeah. How can you approach relationships and men with a spirit of curiosity? But most importantly, working on your belief systems around men is the biggest gift that you can give yourself. And the biggest gift that you can give men and the biggest gift that you can give to the world. That's the world that I believe in, you know, especially as we're mothers. And especially if you have boys as sons, that needs to change. Because, you know, if you have a son and a boy is being raised in a family by a mother who does not trust men, what does that have to say to him about himself as a man? right? So many boys are being grown up today to feel like they're inherently bad, that their masculinity is inherently bad. And like, what a shitty kind of, what a dark place to grow up in, you know? Men today are afraid to be accused of something that they shouldn't even be accused of, you know? Yeah. All right. And again, if you're interested in working with us and helping you get there in a matter of no time, apply for a discovery call or message me if you have any questions. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much. I will talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation, if you, only if you resonate, because I don't work for, with everyone, and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long. And what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote, wrong with your dynamics with men, what you don't like. And then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions, and exploring your boundaries, and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. We have fun on this call, so I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, my calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me, because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves, and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.